You reach for the top olive oils and invest in the best pans. But in the kitchen, how well do you care for your greatest tool, your hands? When mine take a beating cooking and cleaning, which is often, I use Bag Balm to work its wonders on my poor, distressed skin. Created 125 years ago on a Vermont dairy farm, their soaps smell great and clean hands without stripping moisture, and their fast-absorbing lotion means I can quickly get back to cooking. Treat your hardworking hands to Bag Balm, every chef's best friend. Use code FOOD52 for 20% off your order on bagbalm.com. Good through 2024. You reach for the top olive oils and invest in the best pans. But in the kitchen, how well do you care for your greatest tool, your hands? When mine take a beating cooking and cleaning, which is often, I use Bag Balm to work its wonders on my poor, distressed skin. Created 125 years ago on a Vermont dairy farm, their soaps smell great and clean hands without stripping moisture, and their fast-absorbing lotion means I can quickly get back to cooking. Treat your hardworking hands to Bag Balm, every chef's best friend. Use code FOOD52 for 20% off your order on bagbalm.com. Good through 2024.
Do you want to see the recipe? Okay, it's inside this book. You see that? What does that look like?
Pasta.
Pasta. What kind of sauce?
Sauce.
Sauce? What do you think the sauce is made out of?
Tomatoes.
That's right.
Hi, I'm Kristen McGlory, lifelong genius hunter. For a decade, I've been unearthing the recipes that have changed the way we cook. Now on the Genius Recipe Tapes, we go behind the scenes with the geniuses themselves. On today's episode, we are again trying something new to give you a sneak peek into what it's actually like to cook from the newest Genius cookbook, which is called Simply Genius and will finally be here, just a quick 4 years since I started working on it on September 27th. The recipe I'm sharing from the book today is a 5-minute tomato sauce from Heidi Swanson, cookbook author and founder of the long-running, beloved blog 101 Cookbooks. And I should say, the recipe is simple enough that it can be made in 5 minutes when you're cooking for your family. Or you can make it in more minutes when you have your family cooking with you, but that's still a good thing. So here's why this sauce is a perfect example of why Simply Genius is in some ways the same as the first two Genius cookbooks, and also very, very different. In its bones, the book has the same ethos of the other books, and really all Genius recipes. These are recipes with a surprising, memorable trick or two that will change the way you cook. In this case, a sauce that starts in a cold pan and develops a ton of flavor, despite barely cooking at all. We'll come back to the secrets to its success in a moment. But unlike the other two cookbooks, I was writing it when I had a baby, and then a toddler, and then during the start of the pandemic when we had no childcare at all and 2 full-time jobs, and then while moving across the country, and then moving again and again. So while I would say the book is sort of maximalist in the sense that it is loaded with the color and friendly tips and visual guides that your scrapbooking aunt locked up in a house for a few years would be itching to share with you, except in this case, I am your scrapbooking aunt, the recipes, by necessity, had to be minimalist and fit into life as we knew it, so we can all dip in and out on any page of the book to get what we need. And sometimes, often, what we really need is Heidi Swanson's 5-minute tomato sauce that builds big flavor really fast, which makes it not only a whole lot easier to cook dinner quickly for your family or yourself, but also to include even little kids in the process. Always a goal of mine, and not always easy to pull off. But with a recipe this simple and genius, it is. Here is what it sounded like when I cooked this 5-minute recipe with my 3-year-old daughter.
So this recipe is supposed to take 5 minutes. It might take us a few minutes longer, but that's okay. That is the very first thing we're gonna do. Do you know what this is? Do you remember?
Yeah.
What
onion.
Is onion? It's actually garlic.
Garlic.
Yeah, garlic. So we are gonna need 3 cloves of that. Can you pull off 3 cloves?
This recipe, which should make enough sauce to serve 8, starts with 3 medium garlic cloves, which we had some fun trying to get out from the head.
I can't do it.
Is it tricky?
Yeah.
Oh no. Okay, well, let's do it together.
But once you have all the cloves, what I like to do is smash each one with the side of my knife, which makes it much easier to remove the papery skins.
Or, ooh, you wanna know another fun trick?
Or you can just put a meat pounder in front of a 3-year-old.
Okay, now we have 3? Yeah, exactly.
I don't need help.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Oh, here's one more. It flew away.
With the garlic very thoroughly smashed, it's easy to break off into teams and give it a few more slices. And even a dull, often frustratingly ineffective wooden kitty chef's knife will do the trick.
Okay. Okay, so now that we have that smashed, I'm gonna use a sharp knife while...
I'm gonna use my own knife.
Okay, you can use your knife and we can mince them together. Go chop, 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 chop. See, look, it's working. Chop, chop, chop.
Once the garlic is in pretty even little bits, you can put your knife away and measure out the other seasonings, the salt and the red pepper flakes, plus a good amount of olive oil to carry them all through the sauce.
All right, ready to measure olive oil?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We need...
How many?
A quarter cup.
A quarter cup.
Quarter cup. Here you go. Can you hold it, please?
Yep.
Thanks. And I'll pour?
Yep.
Okay, ready? Do you want to hold it over the pot in case I spill? Thank you. Perfect. Here, do you want to measure the salt? We need a half teaspoon of fine sea salt. Okay, you ready? Here's where we get to make a decision. Do you want it really spicy or a teeny tiny bit spicy?
I don't want it spicy.
You don't want it spicy? Okay. Then we should probably put in only a teeny, teeny little pinch of these red pepper flakes, okay? And then it will just have a little flavor but not be spicy. Do you want to do a teeny pinch?
With those four ingredients sorted, that's it. And we can start the actual cooking, which will take about 3 minutes.
So we're going to take this cold saucepan, it's not even hot yet, and we're going to put in all of our garlic and some olive oil and some salt and some chili flakes. Do you know what these things are doing in this pot?
What?
Well, the garlic and the salt and the chili flakes are flavoring the oil.
And I want to use this one for scooping.
Okay. And now we're going to put it on the stovetop and just let it sizzle until it smells really yummy.
This is one of those details that I will remember forever because it feels so unintuitive. How many times have we been told in recipes to heat the pan till the oil shimmers and then drop in the onions or the garlic? But by letting them all heat up together for about 45 seconds, stirring here and there, you're gently infusing as much flavor into the oil as you can.
So, when this starts to smell really yummy, then we can add the tomatoes, okay? And we can give it a stir every once in a while to help move the garlic around.
I'll do it once.
Stirring and starting from a cold pan also helps us avoid burning the chili flakes or the garlic. You don't even want it to brown.
Slowly, slowly, slowly. And you see how that's sizzling? And how does it smell?
Yep.
Good? Okay, do you think it's time to add the tomatoes? Yeah? Okay.
I'll do one, you do two, and I'll do one again.
Okay. Okay. I'll do two? Okay, ready?
I'll do one.
One.
Two. Now I'll do one.
Okay.
I'll note that we're scooping because it's fun, but if you have an open can of crushed tomatoes, you can just pour it directly into the pan. And by the way, Heidi is very specific about using crushed tomatoes because they're basically already in sauce form. But if you have a can of diced or whole, you can buzz them with an immersion blender and just adjust as needed.
And then all we have to do is basically heat the sauce through. And then we have one last ingredient to add.
Noodles!
We're gonna cook the noodles on the side. That's a great guess. There's one more other secret ingredient. Do you wanna stir this? Here you go.
As secret ingredients go, this is an especially simple one.
Gently, gently.
What really takes a 5-minute recipe to another level that makes it stand out from just opening a jar of tomato sauce without needing much more effort is adding an extra hit of brightness and freshness with the zest of a lemon.
Look at it.
Yeah, what does it look like?
Beans.
Beans? So we're gonna take this huge lemon and we're gonna take off its zest. Yep, just like that. And just watch those fingers because this is sharp.
You do it.
Okay, I'll show you. Can I show you how I do it?
Mm-hmm.
What's happening here?
Growing out.
It's growing out? Yeah.
Growing.
That's the yellow part of the lemon, the zest, coming off in these teeny little, like, pieces of confetti.
For that confetti, we are using a microplane, which makes it really easy to only zest the topmost fragrant yellow layer of the skin and leave behind the bitter white pith.
So, do you want to know what this lemon's going to do in the sauce?
Yep.
So, it's not going to make it taste lemony. It's actually just going to make the tomato taste juicier and brighter. And I guess if you use a whole lot of it, it would make the sauce taste lemony. But if you just use a little bit, it makes it taste really yummy in a way that you won't necessarily know why it's tasting so yummy. All right. How's that look?
Good.
Good? How's that smell?
Good.
Good? Can we taste it?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll get two tasting spoons, one for you, one for me.
Once the sauce is done, you can add it to any pasta you have, or pizza, or eggplant parm, or any other good saucy thing, for that matter.
How's it taste?
Good.
Good? Does it need any more salt?
Good.
This time, my daughter picked fettuccine with Italian sausage, broccoli, and peas the first night, and pineapple and olive pizza the next. I really can't overstate how much I love this sauce. It uses ingredients that I pretty much always have in the pantry, but because of the genius ways that Heidi swiftly coaxes out their best, it tastes fresh and bright and alive. I knew it needed a home in the Simply Genius cookbook, which I think of as the genius recipes that can bend around whatever life hands us and make it better. And the best part is, it really can be done in only 5 minutes. At least when you're not taking the time to safely, collaboratively cook with a little buddy.
All right, and then we can go play. Let's see how long our 5 minute tomato sauce took us. 32 minutes. But we did it together.
Thanks for listening, and my thanks to Heidi Swanson for sharing this recipe with me for the third Genius Cookbook, Simply Genius, Recipes for Beginners, Busy Cooks, and Curious People, which is very close now. It's out September 27th, but if you pre-order before then, you'll get 14 more new recipes and riffs to cook until it's here. Also, thank you to my 3-year-old daughter Mari for cooking it with me, especially when the alternative is jumping with your dad on the trampoline. I know it's a tough call. This week's episode was put together by me, Kristen McGlory, executive producer Harry Sultan, and with post-production by Crutch Phrase Studios. If you have a favorite 5-minute-ish recipe, I would love to hear about it at genius@food52.com or by tagging me on Instagram at McGlorious. And if you like the Genius Recipe Tapes, the very best thing that you can do to support us and to help other people find our show is to take a moment to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Or just send this episode to someone who could use more Simply Genius recipes. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
Hey, Mommy, where's my horsey?
You go find him?
Let's go find him.
Okay.
At Total Wine & More, find the best gifts for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for sis or a single barrel bourbon that dad will love. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21. Where can you find the best gifts at great low prices that everyone will love? At Total Wine & More, of course, with so many great bottles to choose from. Find something for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for your sis, sparkling wine for a coworker, or a single barrel bourbon for dad. And if you need any help, just ask one of their friendly guides for advice. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21.